Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
5 months ago today, the Russians invaded Ukraine. And think of the damage that Putin and his mob have done to that country and Ukraine and its military standing up to the Russians punching way above their weight. And 5 months ago today... And Ukraine signed, as we know, just a few days ago, an agreement with the United Nations, with Turkey's input, to ship massive amounts of grain to a hungry world. Russia signed a similar agreement with the UN, also with Turkey's input. But less than 24 hours after signing, Russia is accused of firing missiles into the Ukrainian Black Sea port city of Odessa, which is where a lot of that grain will be shipped from, if you can trust the Russians. We're joined by Ukraine's ambassador to Canada, Yulia Kovalev, who's back with us. Ambassador, thank you for taking the time.
Hello, Roy, and hello, everybody. And it's my pleasure to be with you the third Sunday in a row.
That's right. Ambassador, today marks 5 months since the invasion of your country by Putin and his army. Would you just, to start off our conversation, speak with us about what has been done to Ukraine and the people of Ukraine?
Yes, and it's really today, it's 5 months since Russia started the war and with its maniacal desire to wipe Ukraine off the earth. And during these 5 months, Russia used broad types of weapons, missiles, tanks, energy, food, nuclear security threat, disinformation, blackmailing, cyber attacks, and simply the open lies. And within 5 months, not only Ukrainians, brave men and women who are holding the line now, all the Ukrainian community, but also the United Democratic World stands with Ukraine. And we see the historic strict sanctions that were imposed for Russia for these 5 months. We see unprecedented military support that many of the countries now is providing to Ukraine. We see the unity in the financial support to keep Ukraine fighting for our land and for our sovereignty, but also for the security of not only the Europe, but also all the democratic world. And since we are in a 5 months of the full-scale war, this is important that both the Ukraine is fighting courage and also this steadfast support is keeping through all of the partners. And I think with this 5 months, it's now very obvious to many countries in the world that Russia is not only fighting Ukraine. Russia's weapons, including their energy weapon, including the food weapon, are reaching far beyond the Ukrainian borders. We see the unprecedented high food prices, historically high energy prices. We see the risk of famine in many countries of the world, including the low-income countries of Africa and Middle East. And we need to understand that all this is a part of Russian war and Russia using many other tools except for the heavy weapons to fight with us as Ukraine, but also to challenge the democratic countries all around the planet.
Yeah. And obviously you need continued support. You need continued military support and weapons to fight the Russians. And you've done, your country has done, and your military has done an amazing job over 5 months. It was expected initially that your military might last 3 days. That was some of the prognostication going in February. Ambassador, please, let's look at what's happened over the last couple of days. Ukraine has signed an agreement to ship your grain. I believe it's millions of tons of grain. Signed it with the United Nations and with Turkey's assistance. Do you have concerns about being able to follow through on this, carry through on this? Because Russia and Putin, who signed a similar deal, not with Ukraine, but with the UN and with Turkey's participation as well, immediately Putin attacked Odessa. So do you have concerns about being able to follow through on the agreement that you signed simply because the Russians may not step aside?
Look, we understand how much the necessity of food is required to many countries of the world. We understand together with our partners and allies that weaponizing food is also providing the threat on a global food security. And we are desperately looking on different efforts on how to increase the grain export from Ukraine. From the very first months of the war, we already increased significantly the export from Ukraine through the western borders. But there are the limitations. So the export corridors that we developed together with our European partners are less than 50% of those volumes that were carrying through the Black Sea ports. So it's not enough. If we look on even the grain storage that is in Ukraine from the previous harvest, it will take around 6-7 months just to deliver this previous harvest to the global market. And we are expecting the new harvest to come. So understanding this and that there is no other alternative than Ukrainian grain for these volumes in the next 4 or 5 years, we understand how much important it is to unlock the exports through the Black Sea ports. And Ukraine have done a lot of efforts for this to happen. And on Friday, there was agreement signed, as you mentioned, with Ukraine and UN and Turkey, so-called Istanbul Initiative, to unblock the Black Sea port and to allow Ukrainian grain to feed many countries. But it took less than 24 hours for Russia to launch a missile attack on the port of Odessa and to undermine the agreement and break the promises that it Russia has made to UN and to Turkey. So actually, in case of the failure to fulfill this agreement, Russia will bear full responsibility for the deepening of the global food crisis. And I think now it's obvious for everybody that Russia terrorized the world with food.
Yeah,
and Russia as well is terrorized Europe with energy. So on our side, we, as this agreement was signed, we mentioned that implementation of this agreement is crucial. From our side, we are doing everything about this alongside with commitment that was signed on Friday, and we will count on our own ability to deliver the grain. However, I think now it's obvious for everybody that any talks and appeasement of Russia just only gives Russia another attempt to attack not only Ukraine but yeah. many countries of the world.
Yeah. Ambassador, we talked about that, and when those turbines were shipped from Canada to Putin, and he didn't need them for Nord Stream 1, we know that. But we talked about the sanctions perhaps being the first domino to violate or challenge the sanctions. Putin will take advantage of every opportunity he has. Your country with your grain will feed millions of people, and there is a huge concern, and the UN Secretary General has talked about this, huge concern about famine in the country and the world if the grain from Ukraine is not gotten to the people who need it. Do you have confidence that it's going to be possible to move the Ukrainian grain, the food the world needs, through your ports, even if the Russians get in the way? In other words, you're going to need help. You'll need help from NATO. You'll need help from the international community to get the Russians out of the way. Do you believe that help would be coming?
Actually, that is already started to happen with the agreement that was signed in Istanbul with Turkey in UN. However, we see that actually Russia is actually attacking the seaport infrastructure in Odessa region, together with the recent attacks for the last 2 months on a big number of both the grain storage, grain infrastructure, and also on the farmers' facilities. these precise attacks, to say nothing on putting the fire on Ukrainian wheat field, which is actually, I think, to everybody, a very clear picture what Russia is doing with putting at risk of famine many countries. Mm-hmm. Because this very clear picture when Russian army is putting the fire on tons of hectares of the wheat fields, so this wheat that could feed many countries, that is another food terrorism what we see. However, we understanding how much it is important and how valuable every million of ton and every ton of grain from Ukraine is important on a global market and for many countries that have been exporting this grain for their consumption. We are both increasing the Western route to export and also preparing to open the port. Of course, these attacks within less than 24 hours after the initiative was signed. It's a very sober, I think everybody now in the West needs to look sober on Russian attempts, on Russian real attempts. But from our side, we are continuing to prepare for the grain export, and it's going to start with one port, with the port of Chernomorsk. And then we will see how the things move on. Mm-hmm. But of course, in this preparation for the food export, supply of additional weapons and supply of especially heavy weapons is crucially important for Ukraine to hold the line on the front line to protect the sea coast. Because now everybody understands that the protection and Ukrainian control over the sea coast of the Black Sea, it's a matter of global security.
Yes,
not
it
only
is.
For the security of Ukraine. Yeah.
Ambassador, after 5 months, so 5 months today, Russia invaded. After 5 months, do you have a sense that your military, that Ukraine, with the assistance of NATO nations providing you with weapons, including heavy weapons, do you have a sense that you'll be able to push the Russians back and hold them back and maybe push them back into Russia?
We see the development, significant development of the heavy weapons supply for these 5 months. Ukraine is now getting more and more NATO standard weapons, and many of them are those, if we look back for the last 5 months, at the beginning of the war, there were many countries who said that we are not going to supply you these weapons. But because of the courage and because of the well-prepared Ukrainian soldiers, they are now very effectively using these heavy weapons that have been supplied to Ukraine from all of our partners. And they are in a very short period of time, they are educated and well-trained on how to use this. And it's now very obvious on the front line. So with for example, U.S. HIMARS that were supplied to Ukrainian soldiers and are now able to destroy all the weapons supply chains in an occupied regions. And the heavy artillery, which was also supplied to Ukraine, including from Canada, that makes a difference on the front line.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. I'm sure it does. Ambassador, we have 2 minutes. Have you had more discussions with the Canadian government? Things weren't all that comfortable after Mr. Trudeau decided that it was going to be acceptable to move those gas turbines from Montreal back to Russia, as Putin demanded and Germany pleaded for. Have you had more discussions with this country, and how are relations with Canada right now?
So we do value big support and big push that Canadian government has done in many of the areas of the sanctions. With particular turbine, I think now everybody see, including the Germany, that Russia using the energy as a weapon. So even if this turbine was released, which we consider was a mistake, the gas flow to Europe didn't restore at a level that was supposed to. Actually, with the turbine or without the turbine, now the gas flow to Germany is on a very low level, And there is still a threat that that Russia will stop delivering gas to Germany at all. So we see that any of the step backs from the sanctioned regime has the contra effect. So it allows them to Russia to demand more. And the consequences of delivery of this turbine to Germany actually has no impact on the gas flow.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.